the very clear connection between all the zones of the emerging American hive world are a sign of some organized intelligence at work, with some organized end in mind. For those who could read the language of conventional symbolism, the philosophical way being followed represents the extraordinary vision of the learned company of deists who created the country, coupled to the Puritan vision as it had been derived from Anglo-Normans, descendants of the Scandinavian French conquerors of England, those families who became the principal settlers of New England. It is careless to say that bad luck, accident, or blind historical forces caused the trap to spring shut on us. Of the various ways an ancient ideal of perfected society can be given life through institutions under the control of the state, one is so startling and has been realized so closely it bears some scrutiny. As the hive world was being hammered out in the United States after 1850, the notion of unique, irreplaceable natural families came increasingly to be seen as the major roadblock in the path of social progress toward the extraordinary vision of a machine-driven utopian paradise. To realize such a theory in practice, families must be on trial with each other constantly and with their neighbors, just as a politician is ever on trial. Families should be conditional entities, not categories absolute. This had to be the operational standard of the Puritan settlement in America, though hardly of any other region, unless the Quaker Pietist sections of the middle colonies who shunned outcasts, even if family. If after testing, an original mother and father did not suit, then children should be removed and transferred to parent surrogates. This is the basis of foster care and adoption. By 1900, through the agency of the radical new Denver-Chicago Children's Court, one important machine to perform this transfer function was in place. Children need not be wasted building blocks for the state's purposes just because their natural parents had been. The lesson the new machine economy was teaching reinforced the spiritual vision of utopians: perfect interchangeability, perfect subordination. People could learn to emulate machines, and by progressive approximations they might ultimately become as reliable as machinery. In a similar vein, men and women were encouraged through easy divorce laws and ever-increasing accessibility to sexually explicit imagery to delay choosing marriage mates. With the mystery removed, the pressure to mate went with it, it was supposed. The new system encouraged trials, trying on different people until a good fit was found.